أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم. In the previous surah, Surah Al-Ma'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers, the Quraysh of Makkah, not believing in the day of Qiyamah and the resurrection, not wanting to look after the orphans, repelling them, not wanting to look after the impoverished, and then the laxy-daisy approach insofar as salat is concerned, and then to do things for show and ostentation, and then not wanting to give the zakat, and holding back the smallest of assistance to others. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those that were arrogant against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who spoke ill about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the general sense, they began to hurt the feelings of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we find throughout the Quran Kareem, there were different occasions and different reasons and different ways and methods in how they would hurt the feelings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sometimes they would raise objections against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Sometimes they would raise objections against the Qur'an Kareem. Sometimes they would raise objections against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's choice of being the Nabi of Allah. And in that way, they continued to hurt the feelings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always responded, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always advised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like we find, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, that turn away from whatever they are saying, but rather you glorify, make the tasbih, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become amongst those that continuously make sajda to Allah, that is performing salat, and make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until death comes upon you. Here was an occasion when they hurt the feelings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to his personal life, and it was the time that we all know in Islamic history that all the male offspring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. And they began to level allegations against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They began to say things against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And foremost in these type of allegations were some of the leaders amongst the Quraysh, As bin Wa'il. There are also narrations of Abu Lahab. There are also narrations of Abu Jahl. There is also narrations of Ka'b bin Ashraf, that they began to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's offspring has left the world. So, Butira Muhammad, wa na'udhu billah, that now he is issueless and no one will continue his lineage. So, there will be a time, wa na'udhu billah, when he leaves this world, as we say, he will be dead and forgotten. And this obviously hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had known that he is the Nabi of the last ummah, he is the Nabi, and his nubuwwat will reign till the day of Qiyamah, and his deen of Islam needs to continue. So these type of allegations and these type of words would hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in view of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this very short surah, but at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has filled it with very great virtue with regards to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when we look at the narrations, we will find that on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving the Masjidul Haram. As bin Wa'il was also in the roundabouts of one of the doors of Masjidul Haram. He had an exchange of words with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people asked him, what was your conversation about? Then he said, leave that avatar. Avatar actually means a person who is cut off, lineage is cut off. There is no one that will remember his name thereafter. Then Ka'b bin Ashraf, who was one of the leaders of the Yahud from Medina Munawwara, he once made a trip to Makkah Mukarrama, and then they asked him this question also, that who is better, us or that avatar, that person whose lineage is cut off. So he said, you people are far better and more superior than him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in response to all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the surah. When the surah was revealed in one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked up, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. In one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up to some platform, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna a'tayna kal kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar. What is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the surah? Inna a'tayna, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly we have given you al-kawthar. And what is the meaning of kawthar? When we look at kawthar in its literal meaning, it means abundant good. An abundant good, according to the commentators of the Quran Kareem, would include every good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beginning with the nubuwat, of course, the iman that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed, the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the contact that he had with Allah, the ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the good that Allah had granted him. And amongst these good, one good is the good of the Hawd of Kawthar, and that is the pond of Kawthar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Now when we look at the correlation and the relationship between this, what is the relationship? Here people are saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that your male issue has now terminated. There is no one to come after you that will hold your name. And we must also understand that this is an environment, and look at the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the kuffar did not like female issues, female offspring. They only wanted male offspring. So that is why they would bury the females alive. The male needed to carry their names, but what they didn't realize, if there's no females, then how are male issues going to come? Hence, in that environment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. And perhaps we need to learn these lessons from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it was not just an issue of losing one's child, but it was an issue in an environment where one becomes worthy of rebuke. Now the correlation between the two is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, and Allah ta'ala showed them also, that from Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, from the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has continued, and the lineage will continue up to the day of Qiyamah. And that also we know, that Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for example, he will come and change the surface of this earth. He will bring justice on this earth. He will remove the forces of kufr and batil. And he will also be from the lineage of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But more important than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that insofar as offspring is concerned, it is not only the biological offspring of a human being that will remember an individual. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show, and Allah ta'ala sends and delivers this message to them, that, O Az bin Wail, O Abu Jahl, if you want to see who will remember his name, then you will be invited on the day of Qiyamah to the Hawd al-Kawthar, to that pond. And there at the pond you will see the ummah of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ummah that not only remembered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ummah that made Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam their role model, that ummah that followed and tried to follow every small and big action of his, that ummah that tried to emulate him, that ummah that fought and protected his integrity and his deen. that ummah that continued to deliver his message, you will see that ummah on the Hawd al-Kawthar, and then you may ask yourselves whether your names were remembered or whether Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name was remembered. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enumerated and Allah ta'ala has included every form of good when Allah ta'ala says, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, certainly we have granted you the kawthar, which means abundant good, and in it is the pond of kawthar on the day of qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.